Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Rainbow Cone has been a Chicago favorite for nearly a century. It's not just for the Southsiders anymore. They have permanent locations and ice cream trucks all around Chicagoland. And to talk about it is the third-generation owner, Lynn Sapp. Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. Happy Friday to you. You know, I always joke, I have a bunch of friends who are third-generation business owners. I think we've talked about this before. And they always say it's the third generation that screws everything up. But I think you have knocked it out of the park.
Well, you know, it's every day is an adventure. And we get a few curveballs when you're trying to knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been such a great product. And I'm going to be, you know, so wise when I'm dead. I can't stand it. But every day is an adventure. And, you know, it's ice cream time, so we're very happy. Ice cream is a happy business. That's a good thing.
No question. Well, your trucks are beautiful, too. I mean, they're just so cheery and fun. And I was going up to Wisconsin. I think, I don't know if I was driving through Volo or somewhere up in that neighborhood. And all of a sudden, boom, there's a truck sitting there. And my youngest never had one before. And we, you know, we stopped by. But I've seen them pop up all the time. And I think that's so much fun. Why don't you talk a little bit about the history? Because your company, your family-owned businesses, is nearly a century old.
It is. We're 96 years old now, and that's huge.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud, and, you know, people are like, oh, here's Rainbow. But it's this is huge. 96 years in Chicago, we're very proud. And this is our time of year to shine when it's hot out and the weather cooperates and trying, you know, to keep the ice cream cold in that melt. But, you know, I partnered with the Bona Volantos, and we are just rocking and rolling, and we've got trucks all over. We have them in the city. We have them at, this year, we have them at Lincoln Park, and we have them down on North Avenue Beach, and then down at the Field Museum, like the museum campus.
Yeah, Shedd Aquarium. Yeah, right.
So, right, and then we have a couple that can be rented out, and that is a result of the pandemic, and that has carried on. And that has been really a win-win for us besides, you know, brick and mortar that will be there. You know, Gap Beverly and Lombard and Darien and Lakemore and Skokie, which is huge. But everybody, you know, it's doing well, and we're going. We're going. And it's National Ice Cream Weekend, so it's
yes, it is. Yes, it is. Perfect time for this conversation. So talk to folks a little bit about what is on the Rainbow Cone. Like, what is this ice cream? Because first of all, you don't scoop it. You kind of slice it. You cut it.
Right. It's sliced. It's not scooped. And it's sliced like a rainbow. So the bottom is chocolate, and it's strawberry. And then we have Palmer House, which is cherry walnut ice cream, pistachio, and orange sherbet on top. So it's an ice cream and sherbet combination.
So where did the Palmer House come from? Was it, I'm assuming, inspired here by something in Chicago that your ancestors saw?
Well, that was my grandpa created that flavor. And we found out there was a flavor, I think, profile like that around the New York area where he came from. And I don't know. I can't answer. We're assuming it's, he brought it from New York. And then I don't know if he was inspired by the Palmer House or not.
That's cool. That's very, very, very cool.
Yeah.
You're also going to be, your trucks are going to be this weekend, downtown Plainfield, and then the Bona in Montgomery, and that's all weekend long. But in the stores, you can get, you know, your sundaes, your mixers, your cakes, your cake rolls, quarts, pints to go. And now online and so forth, you got some swag.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. You know, it's the tagline, you know, life's too short for just five flavors. And people want nostalgia, so they, you know, sell T-shirts And it's fun to have people take their T-shirts home and, you know, wear their hats. And it's great because sometimes I see them and I stop and I go, oh wow.
Yeah.
I got a shirt on.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool.
You know?
Well, you said people want nostalgia, and that's totally true. But sometimes people want nostalgia of things that have started to fade away. You have really revived. And, you know, it was a great business to begin with. You just kicked it up like 10 notches over the last few years.
Well, it's not like Lynn Sapp did that. Like I said, I popped. Partnered with the Bona Volantos, and they have young energy, So they came up with the tagline, you know, life's too short for just five flavors. And, you know, they've got us on contests where you can win three, you know, $100 gift cards this weekend. And that was out of my realm, which is, I'm so grateful for them because they really keep it going and keep it, you know,
that's
going
great.
On Instagram, like this contest this weekend, and they keep that fresh and going.
I love that.
So I, you know, am very into the ice cream has to be right, the cone has to look right, don't forget the tradition, and they're very good on that. And then they, like, to your point, took it out of the ballpark by putting it online and doing all that.
Yeah, very, so
they,
very.
They get credit for that.
Okay, all right,
and
fair
very
enough.
Grateful for them.
Good partnership. Yeah, but that's a great partnership.
It's fantastic. And it's family-based, and I, you know, I can't say enough wonderful things, and I'm so thrilled and happy.
Yeah, two great business families coming together and all this. You can do parties, too, like with you guys. So you have different variety of party packs, but, you know, if you have an event, you can, you know, it has to be a certain number of people and so forth. You can get one of those ice cream trucks to come to your event.
Yes, you can. You can. And it has to be a certain amount of people and you can buy a certain amount of cones. But, yeah, you can. And they book up. But if you find do the truck finder on our website, you can find out where they're going to be. And then you can contact catering. And see, that's their strength.
Yeah.
And contact catering and figure that out. But the cake rolls are still the tradition. You know, I created those and the cakes. And, you know, we want them to be on families' tables and parties and become part of your memories. And that's what, you know, is still happening. And I'm very grateful for it. And as the world gets crazier, a bite of a rainbow cone. And I always say, everything might be okay, but we hope.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, it's funny. I'm bringing two nostalgic things together. My 10-year-old, my youngest, is we're going to have a party one day next week for him for at Santa's Village up in Dundee, and we're going to go pick up one of your cakes so that we can have it there. So we're bringing two great traditions in Chicago together. Pretty cool. Cone for a cause.
Yes,
talk a little.
I remember Santa's Village.
Yeah,
a great memory for him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's
good.
Yeah,
it's all about memories.
That's right.
Memories with family.
That's right. Cone for a cause. So you can actually engage Rainbow Cone in some fundraising as well.
Yes, and they have it structured where if your organization contacts them, and depending on, you know, if it's church or what it is, you know, you can, they have a program that you can, you know, sell and then, you know, get some.
Yeah, some money back for your
fun.
Organization,
fun.
Which is,
yeah,
which,
fun.
Yeah, which is very, very cool.
My brain gets fun for, you know, your organization. Yeah, yeah.
Very, very cool.
It's a win-win. It's great.
Well, again, the trucks are all over the place. Lincoln Park Zoo, Shedd Aquarium, Navy Pier. Of course, the roaming trucks. You can go to the website, rainbowcone.com, to find out where they're going to be in your area. Downtown Plainfield and the Bona in Montgomery this weekend. And for more and how to buy things, you can get stuff through Gold Belly delivered to you. You go to rainbowcone.com. Mm-hmm. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, and happy National Ice Cream.
That sounds good.
There we go.
Thanks, Lynn. All right,
yes,
take care.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Enjoy the party.
Thank you. Thanks so much. All right, news is next. You're on 720 WGN.